If it be Diomedes, never could he have made this crazy charge without some god behind him. No, some god is near him, wrapped in cloud, and bent aside that arrowhead that reached him. For I shot him once before, I hit him too, and squarely on the right shoulder through his cuirass joint over the armpit. Down to the ditch of death I thought I had dispatched him. Not at all. My arrow could not bring him down. Some angry god is in this. Teams and chariots I lack, or I could ride. In father's manor there are 11 war cars newly built and outfitted, with housings on them all. And every chariot has a team nearby that stands there champing barley meal. God knows how many things Lycaon had to tell me in the great hall before I left. He said that I could drive a team, a chariot, and so command the Trojan men-at-arms in combat. How much better if I had! But I refused, sparing the teams, I thought, from short rations of fodder under siege. And so I left them, made my way on foot to Ilion, relying on my bow, a bow destined to fail me. In this battle I have had shots at 2 great fighters, one Diomedes and the other Menelaus. I drew blood from both, but only roused them. Destiny was against me on that day. I took my bow of horn down from its peg and led my men to your sweet town of Troy for Hector's sake. If ever I return, if ever I lay eyes on land and wife and my great hall, may someone cut my head off unless I break this bow between my hands and throw it into a blazing fire. It goes everywhere with me, useless. Aeneas said, "Better not talk so. Till we act, he wins. We too can drive my car against this man and take him on with sword and spear. Mount my chariot, and you'll see how fast these horses of the line of Tros can run. They know our plain and how to wheel upon it this way and that way in pursuit or flight, like wind veering. These will save us. Take us Troyward, if again Zeus should confer the upper hand and glory on Diomedes. Come, take the whip and reins, and let me mount to fight him from the car, or you yourself may face the man, and let me mind the horses." Lycaon's noble son replied, "Aeneas, manage the reins yourself and guide the team. They'll draw the rounded war car with more ease, knowing the driver, if we must give ground to Diomedes this time. God forbid they panic, missing your voice, and balk at pulling out when Diomedes makes his leap upon us. God forbid he kill the two of us and make a prize of these. No, you yourself handle your car and team. I'll take him on with my good spear when he attacks."